If the project you started isn't measuring up to your expectations, give the Cajun Carpenters a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House. We're talking tile today, but we are all, as always, take any home improvement question at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We bring a different topic every week just to cover all the different areas of your house, home, castle, or cabin that can increase your quality of life. But you know, the topic doesn't always have to do with what's going on at your home today. So call with anything. But if you want to talk to a couple of tile experts, we have Haltman Floor Covering in here, Larry, and his daughter, Kelly. That's Kelly, right?
Yes.
Okay. You had enough, and you all look identical. you could have, you needed some very distinct names. It's like the Harper's family, Jeff, Jerry, and John. And they gave us no chance to ever get that right. And then we have Vaughn Payne of East Valley Floors as well. And before we get to our next call, which is a very good topic that we get often, cost for natural stone. What kind of ranges? I understand that it was a strong quote in our article today. If you get the Arizona Republic, when we're talking average square foot price for top end, that was an inflated number.
It was. The reality is, you can do a nice travertine floor for $7 to $10 a square foot for the medium quality with a straight square tile, and then as you change sizes to do it to a pattern, you can certainly bump that up to $12 to $15 a square foot.
And in a perfect world, you wouldn't let your customers walk on that.
Ideally. And we will put down rosin paper or some sort of protection to allow the grout to cure. Because the moisture, think of it this way, the grout is trapped and the mortar is trapped underneath the tile. And the only way for that mortar to escape is on a travertine to escape through the tile itself. So if you put a sealer on too quickly, you're going to get mottled grout color, and you're going to have more issues with maintenance if you seal it too quickly.
We've got to get that moisture content down to where when it will continue to evaporate and soak through after the sealer's put on, but we've got to get it to a low enough content where we'll never notice that by the naked eye.
That's right. If you go to Europe and see some of the old ruins that are there, some of those are natural travertine, like Kelly talked about earlier. Some of them are 3,000 years old, and the original cement mortar that they used as a grout that is still there 3,000 years later. Amazing.
That is amazing. So, long-term project can be accomplished with this.
May last longer than the house.
We're going to move over from now. We've covered natural stone for a little bit. We're going to move into porcelain on our next talking points. But first, we're going to get to our calls at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. My question is from your article. In your paragraph about installation of ceramic and porcelain, you say that sometimes this can go on existing linoleum or tile. And I had always understood you had to have tile, unequivocally, tile had to come up before you could put anything else down.
Well, linoleum tile, that wasn't two separate words in the article. It was linoleum tile. And really, it's a sheet more than a tile itself.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Linoleum comes out in a long sheet, and it'll have designs on it. And a lot of the designs look like tile. Mr. Haltman?
Well, there's cases where they use the sheet vinyl as a subfloor. My feeling is your new floor is only as good as what you're going over. And ideally, you want to get down to the concrete and then install your new floor. Because of cost and cracking in the slab, sometimes people will lay over the existing vinyl.
And if you're going to lay over the existing vinyl, we talked earlier in the program about having to create a bondable surface. We'd have to really etch it, clean it, get some chemicals in there to create an abrasion before we could put our thin set on top.
Correct.
Now, if we were going to take that out, Kelly, was your dad like my dad where he gave you the dirtiest jobs? Have you ever had to go out there and scrape linoleum?
Yeah, actually, when I first started working with my dad a little bit in high school doing some office work, but my last 10 years of working with him, I started as doing the cleaning and sealing of the stone and grout. But somewhere along the line, I got roped into doing demos too. And yeah, we've demoed some very, you know, messy stuff, Saltillo, the tile, marble, and it's definitely fun.
We'll talk about that process. You got your hand scraper, $30 tool that, you know, take you 10 weeks to finish sometimes.
Yeah, if you're working with the linoleum or like a VCT final composite tile, you really want to, well, linoleum specifically, we'll score that with like a razor blade. We have a pneumatic scraper we'll use. Sometimes wetting the surface will help bring that up. But with the VCT tile, they'll use the adhesive that's really creates a really good bond to the subfloor. So you have to also get that out before you can install your tile for a better bond. So sometimes you have to even use a chemical to pull that out.
One other suggestion I would recommend, there's no problem installing a tile over vinyl if the vinyl is bonded well, like Larry mentioned. But the other critical thing is, if this house was built before 1983, you may have an asbestos issue, which you need to be very aware of. And
that's
so
true.
Since that time, if the floor was installed after that, you'd be okay, but you need to be careful not to stir up any asbestos into the air, because that can create a real hazard for you.
It's Rosie on the House. We broadcast across the entire state, and our callers indicate that. We've got people online from Tucson, Hereford, and Cottonwood. We're going to get to them all next, but right now it's time for the Digital Newsroom, and this is the part where we go and look at what's happened behind the scenes, whether it's emails or press releases or new product demonstrations. And today I caught something that caught my eye. It said Barn Dance. That's something I can get into. And to tell us a little bit more about Barn Dance, we have Christy Davis, the Young Farm and Ranchers Director of the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Good morning. Thank you, Romy, for having me on.
What are you putting on here?
We are doing a barn dance on October 4th, so a couple weeks from now, which is going to benefit our Young Farmers and Ranchers group with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Those are the 18 to 35-year-old members of the Farm Bureau. And we're going to have Jason Wyatt, who some of you might say, who's Jason Wyatt? Jason Wyatt is one half of the Lost Trailers. So some of you might be familiar with the Lost Trailers group. They're Nashville recording artists. And this barn dance is to benefit our Young Farmers and Ranchers group at the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Outstanding. Where's it at?
It is in East Mesa. It's going to be at Jim Boyle's Dairy. We transform the dairy into the event hotspot of the October 4th. We take it, and you're going to be sitting right next to the cows, listening to the country music, enjoying a wonderful smoked brisket dinner. It's a great time.
Now, will I have cold milk?
You know, probably not, but there is going to be cold beer.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, beer comes from agriculture.
Gotta have the wheat, the grass, the barley.
That's right. You gotta have those things in order to make the beer. So thank a farmer if you're drinking a beer today. We're gonna have smoked brisket dinner. We're gonna have the live music. We're gonna have a couple raffles going on. And like I said, everything goes to the Young Farmers and Ranchers, which are your 18 to 35-year-old Arizona Farm Bureau members. And those 18 to 35-year-old members are going to be the leaders of tomorrow's agriculture. So that's why it's important to come out. These guys are out there working hard on the ranches and farms for you so that you've got clothes on your back and food on your plate. So come out and support them.
Now, obviously, not everyone's going to be able to make it. We've got rodeos. We've got, you know, school events. We've got sports. How could somebody that wanted to support this but can't physically be there get involved?
You know, if anybody wants to help support our program, all they need to do is contact me at the Arizona Farm Bureau. We're looking for sponsors for not only our group, but for this barn dance as well, because it takes money to make money. So we welcome anybody who'd like to join us as a sponsor. We've got some great sponsors this year. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wells Fargo, Farm Credit Services, TP Seed Company, AgMax, Alta Genetics, they've all come out to help us with this. So we're hoping to put on a great time. But if anybody would like to, they can contact me at the Arizona Farm Bureau. Or if you'd like more information about the barn dance, go to www.azfb.org. And you can actually...
AZ? FB, Farm FB, Bureau.
Farm Bureau. .org, and you can order your tickets right there online, actually.
Now, what do tickets run?
$25 gets you in the door, gets you your dinner, gets you two drinks.
And that's per person?
Per person.
Now, I'm bringing a couple kids.
Uh-huh.
They apply?
They do. They do. This is a fundraiser, and it's a concert. So you're seeing a Nashville recording artist for $25, plus you're going to get dinner. You can't go out on a date for any cheaper than that. Sorry.
Well, you're expensive. No.
Shh. Don't say that.
And again, this is Friday, October 4th at the Jim Boyle Dairy Farm.
Yes. Yes.
Anything I need to know pulling into the dairy?
We
you
will.
You said I'm going to be next to the cows, obviously.
You are. Yeah. If you're going to come out and join us, you'll see the Farm Bureau signs out on the road. Please make sure and get your ticket because we only have 250 tickets and we're sold out. So if you want to get your tickets, get them early. And we'll have everybody there directing you to park and come have a good time, enjoy the music, enjoy the food, and help us out with the Young Farmers and Ranchers group.
You think our artist will sing us a little Chris Ledoux while we're at it?
He will sing you probably whatever you'd like. He's a great guy, and he's asked us. I mean, he's going to get out in the crowd. He's going to give some giveaways. He's bringing stuff from Nashville to raffle off. So it's going to be a fun time.